For the regional semifinals, the Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank, traveled out to Twinsburg to watch two teams we know pretty well, the Notre Dame Cathedral Latin Lions and the Bay Village Rockets, battle it out. And boy, it did not disappoint. This cold and snowy game ended up as a win for the Rockets with a final score of 27-24 and a second half revival. John, looking back at tonight's game, the first half looked like it was going to Notre Dame Cathedral Latin. What did you see, though, that helped Bay Village come out with the win tonight?
Yeah, Bay came out the second half. The coaching staff made great adjustments. They were able to get the team out quick and get a quick score. And from there on out, it was all Bay Village the second half. Nick Best played a great game. He had over 170 yards rushing, a touchdown. His offensive line, though, you got to give credit to them. They were able to open up holes for him in the second half. And it was just a great team effort, a great win for Bay. And they're advancing to the third round of the playoffs.
On their first drive, the Lions were able to establish their run game early through Harrison Richardson, who rushed 29 yards, setting up a 17-yard touchdown reception from TJ McCarron to wide receiver Aaron Hammer. The Rockets were ready for their chance on offense after Cole Gregaire returned the Lions' kick 42 yards, but the Lions' defense were able to stop them and keep them from scoring. The Lions' defense continued to make big plays as the Rockets threw a pass to the end zone, hoping to get six on the board, but Justin Black was right there and came away with an interception for the Lions instead. Later on, the Lions marched down the field again with a 17-yard reception by Brendan Langinger and 43 yards rushing by Harrison Richardson, including his 3-yard touchdown run to make the score 14-0. The Rockets knew there was plenty of football left, but needed to get points on the board with 2 minutes left in the half. With two passes for a combined 54 yards to Rex Sanahara, the Rockets did just that as Nick Best rushed 8 yards for a touchdown, making the score 14-7. The second quarter was dominated by the Rockets, and it all started with our MVP, Nick Best, who continually gave his team good field position, racking up 172 yards rushing tonight. They were able to find the end zone 3 more times with a 1-yard run by John Cause, a 14-yard run by Chris Francotti, and a 4-yard touchdown run by Nick Best. The Lions came back and scored again with less than 2 minutes on the clock with a 10-yard reception by Aaron Hammer, but it just wasn't enough as the Rockets advance in the playoffs.
Yeah, this is amazing. We've never been this far. We were 1-9 last year. It's snowing. And we're moving on. You know, what could be better? Yeah, our defense really stepped up, and we do a nice job once we see an offense a little bit at kind of being able to stop the things they've done well. Couldn't be more proud of our kids. They just kept fighting even though they were down and it was cold and, you know, it wasn't looking good for a while. We've been a second-half team all year long. Our offensive line tends to wear people down, and somehow Nick Best finds the energy to keep going. You know, he plays both ways, and in the second half he just seems to kind of get that motor going, and he's tough to stop. I don't know. It's kind of unexplainable how he does it. He's a kid that's full of energy just in everyday life, and I think it translates to the second half. Somehow he keeps it going.
It's unreal. It's just a lot of fun, and to be with this group of guys, it makes it that much better. It's an exciting thing, and I love being with these guys. We just had heart. We believed, and we just stuck with the guys next to us, and it kept through for us. So,
congrats again to the Rockets, and good luck next week in the regional finals. First time in school history. We'll be covering another game, so log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. For John LaForest, I'm Elizabeth Menelie. See you next time. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.